Hi there.
We are friends.
And we're about to have a conversation.
Please don't take us too seriously.
All right then.
Life is crazy and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends. Only on The Podcaster.
Neeru!
Yes!
We start every podcast singing and I'm liking this trend very much.
I know.
Yeah, it's a lot better than other trends that we're going to be discussing today. But you know what? I was just thinking about the time I first met you. And you know how old I was then? 18.
Where is this going? Why must you bring that up?
I'm just simply saying that I've realized that you, my friend, are gold because old is gold. Wow, that felt a lot more savage than I was intending it to.
Yeah, honestly, if we're talking about things that age like fine wine, sure, that's me.
Oh, yes.
That's not what we're talking about. We're actually going to be discussing something that doesn't age like fine wine. And that seems to be every movie remake we have seen in the last 10 years. Why are so many movies being remade? And TV shows, for that matter. Your thoughts?
They don't age like fine wine. There's no new ideas. And anytime someone makes something that they've bought the IP for, they make it badly, which is what I don't understand. Like, you have all of this technology, all of these resources, and you're still doing a bad job of it. So that's my one big problem. And if I was to take the old as gold metaphor one step further, you know, today's movies, they're cheap plastic. That's what they are.
But we're strictly speaking about Hollywood here because South Indian films are kind of a class apart now, right? The standards of filmmaking in the South have raised the bar across the board. So many foreign language films are wonderfully written, very impressive. Mm-hmm. So we leave them out of this trial we're having against badly made movies. Bollywood Agreed. Deserves its own episode, I think.
But I think one particular Reddit thread summarized it perfectly. Can I please give you the title of this Reddit thread? I just want to hear what you have to say.
You may.
So it says, let's discuss what the actual fuck happened to the film industry as a whole.
That is spot on.
You know, it's very true. The film industry has really been going through it. And I think that has a lot to do with why they're relying on ideas that, you know, did really well and sold at the box office a decade, two decades, goddamn century ago, who knows? Because, you know, studios and big movie houses, right, they just don't want to take the risk anymore of making an original film and then it doesn't land. And honestly, it doesn't matter if it's good or bad because people are still going to pay to watch it just because of the name.
You know, the way to approach this style of filmmaking, they're better off taking a movie that didn't do so well in the past and trying to, you know, see if it works in today's landscape. Instead of doing it the other way around, which is picking a movie that is amazing. You know, there are some movies that should just be left untouched. Like The Lion King, which keeps getting rebooted against its own will. Why is this happening to it? There was a live action version in 2019, and now there's going to be another one called Mufasa, The Lion King. I think we're going to see the origin story of Mufasa or whatever in this one, right? But you can now pick any good movie, focus on one prime character and go into detail about how this character was born, their parents, their trials and tribulations in life or whatever.
What's next? They're going to put us in a zoo and say, hey, enter the world of Lion King. I mean, they've already done, you know, 2D, 3D, and now it's just going to go into, hey, let's unleash a lion into the theater, please. But you know, it has become a pretty scary situation because, and I take this from a Bloomberg report that was released titled Film and TV Profits Have Collapsed Over the Last Decade. And it basically talks about how the net income at some of the largest US entertainment companies has dropped by more than 60% since 2013. That is a huge decrease. Yeah, and stats are actually very, very scary because the idea is that you don't understand a way out of this because streaming services and big tech kind of overtook, you know, entertainment consumption in the past 5-6 years. We've got Netflix and Amazon Prime and Apple TV. all doing their own thing, trying to sell their tech product at the cost of the art. And that's always a recipe for disaster. I mean, you know how we could go into this entire phenomenon in the case of music as well, don't you, Nido?
You raised a very good point, right, of art coming at the expense of tech and progress now, which seems to be the theme in every industry, music, film, whatever. And that's not only a problem for creators and filmmakers, but also for the audiences. There is burnout now on both ends, which is why we're more inclined to watch, say, a Turkish film on, you know, a streaming platform, which is great. You know, it's opened up so many doors for other film industries to showcase what they can do as well. But Hollywood has been the standard for such a long time for interesting thoughts, original concepts. Poor Things, which is a movie that I've been talking about to everybody. Emma Stone. A very unique concept and something that landed. So now I think what's happening is, in the interest of trying to do something new, it's getting a little chaotic, and there are very few movies that end up being successful by that benchmark. So what is the recipe for a successful film?
But you know, that is actually a very interesting point, because I've been doing a lot of reading. Who knew the film industry could throw up so many business stats, right? But it's very interesting, actually, that local cinema, right, and stories told locally have gained a lot of momentum in the past couple of years, simply because, you know, and it is kind of that whole rooting for the underdog thing, because now maybe Hollywood and Bollywood don't have the same grasp on audiences as they once did. And maybe that's a good thing. But, you know, the millions of people that work in these industries, I mean, those are people you have to really think about as well, right? And how their work and their lives get affected by it. Not to mention, we also had the huge writers' strike, the labor strike, really, in early 2024, that I think took a lot of wind out of the sails of Hollywood. They really did have to overhaul, meet a lot of the demands set by the unions. And you know what, Nehru? In that time, there was nearly a $2 billion loss that was estimated just in the time of the strike.
Yeah, that's a huge blow for the Hollywood industry in general. And it doesn't help that a lot of the movies they've been putting out have been disastrous. You know, the one genre...
She said that with so much ease. It doesn't help that everything's just been shit.
I've come to terms with it. It also doesn't help that Hollywood just can't figure out a good recipe for a rom-com anymore. Like, when's the last time
you saw
a good rom-com?
I swear to God, all of Hollywood's A-listers are like, oh, this new thing of short format content, and oh, maybe I should do something on OTT, picking the worst films to act in. I mean, I just watched A Family Affair with Nicole Kidman and Zac Efron, and I swear to God, I think Nicole Kidman's broke or something, because why else would she do this movie? I don't understand. Maybe she wanted to take a vacation and decided it was good pocket money. I don't No, but it is absolutely terrible. Anyone but you. I mean, Glenn Powell, fine. I like you. Hitman was great. But this movie, this is what the kids get in the name of rom-coms these days. I feel very strongly about this.
It doesn't work. And kids and adults alike, might I add, because we all love a good rom-com, Ahalya. And where are the good ones? I'm done. I don't want to watch another rom-com until and unless someone says, you know, I don't even go by public opinion anymore, because some of these reviews are very misleading. Anyone But You was trending on social media. Why?
That's my whole point. I have no idea. I watched the film and I was like, what? And you know, it should say something. It does say something, that there are multiple Reddit threads constantly talking about this stuff. In fact, one person has gone so far as to make an entire table, right, with the columns movie, date, original idea and notes. And under original idea, it says yes, no, yes, no. So let me just run through a couple of these, right? Mean Girls, remade. Was it an original idea? Absolutely not. Did it go well? Absolutely not. Gossip Girl, the TV show, remade. Why did you touch that which is gold? I don't understand. Gossip Girl was fine. Why did you have to redo it in this shitty, shitty manner? We've also got Beetlejuice. a second Beetlejuice, which I don't understand why that happened. We, of course, have Bad Boys 4, which should have stopped at Bad Boys 2. And then, apparently, we're getting another Karate Kid movie, which is like the third Karate Kid-based thing that's going to come out. Why?
Yeah, this is one of those franchises that, you know, as a filmmaker, you look at it, you see it's been redone so many times that you're like, well, this is fine. This can
What's
be picked
another
up.
One? If I could blame Marvel for most things that go wrong in life, I would. But I think that they have a lot to do with this constant churn of films just to make money and have no originality whatsoever. There's a new Deadpool movie out, which is like a Deadpool and Wolverine crossover. And I'm like, who needs this shit? No one.
Can I just make a case for Beetlejuice, though?
Yes.
I feel like some films that are classic cult films that may not resonate with today's audiences can be remade in the name of appreciating good cinema. I mean, it's the same cast as the original, so I guess they're just back for more money, but it could work. It could work is all I'm saying. But yeah, all the other films you named and TV shows were completely unnecessary. And that brings me to this question, Ahalya. We've talked extensively about the current state of affairs.
Yeah.
But what are some of your favorite films?
Just in general, in life.
In general. And films that you would not want anyone to touch.
With a 10-foot, 100-foot pole. Let's see. I would absolutely scream bloody murder if anyone tried to redo Edward Scissorhands, because you can't do that any better than it already was done.
Yeah.
I think I started screaming bloody murder, you know, when I watched Avatar 2, because that was...
The sequel to the first film?
Yeah, The Way of Water, for which the man over here has signed a 5-film contract. So I'm like, put a bullet in my brain. I have to watch 3 more of these. Please. And then what are some of my other absolute favorite films? So the French one, Amélie, I absolutely love that one. If anyone tried to do a spin-off of that, again, I would put a dagger in you.
I'm surprised they haven't already tried, though. Try to remake it in like a different language.
In English or something, yeah. I heard that The Great Indian Kitchen is getting a Bollywood remake. If I could start a petition, I might, because leave that movie alone. It's absolutely fantastic. Mahmoodi's most recent Kadal, I think, please, no one touch that. It was fantastic. And, you know, actually, it was such a good film that if people could do it right in more languages and get the message out there, I feel like it would be worth it. But
yeah,
it would so not be worth it to screw it up.
No, I would not be happy if... The Sound of Music was remade. And I feel like people are talking about it and I want them to just stop. If you can hear us, just, you cannot
remake that hear, film. If you can hear this Sound of Music, stop it.
I hear the murmurs.
I feel like that's a very intimidating universe to try and remake, because it's like a legacy now at this point. Like, you know, they redid Mary Poppins and that just didn't fly. Like Julie Andrews, Mary Poppins. It didn't fly at all.
Silence of the Lambs. That's another one that I don't think should be remade.
Okay.
Goodwill Hunt. Oh, you know what I am okay with remaking, though? Creature features like Godzilla, King Kong, and my favorite movie of all time, Jurassic Park. I'm okay with those remakes because I feel like as, you know, we advance as a species technologically, better visual representation for these gentle giants. I think that's okay.
Life is crazy, and the least we can do is talk about it. Conversations with Friends, only on The Podcaster.
In general, it will be good to have one original thought. And I think that's severely lacking in today's cinema. Hollywood cinema, again, specifically.
Yeah, and you know, this is the thing is, I've been binging Succession, finally jumped on the bandwagon. And I came across, you know, some conversation online about how Succession hits so amazing because it is original. Yes, but at the same time, it's not doing something that has never been done before. It's got that Sopranos type feel to it, and everyone's just constantly talking about how, even though it's one of the greatest shows in recent times, it takes from an idea that is familiar to us and does it a little bit differently. And it's interesting to me that even all of the music that we listen to, you know, even today, I'm still listening to like Pink Floyd and the Carpenters and all of that stuff instead of like paying too much attention to what's out there today. So I think, you know, you're probably right about the whole exhaustion thing. And what is going on?
I'll tell you what's going on. We're about to play a game.
Okay, let's go for it. I love being put to the test.
Okay, this game is called Is This a Remake? First movie, A Star is Born.
Yeah.
It is.
It's a remake. I mean, it's been remade a couple of times. Gaga started her whole, you know, all you need is one person in the room to believe in you with that film. And then, of course, there was Aashiqui 2 as well. There's the Hindi versions of this movie as well, which definitely killed me.
There's so many versions of it. You know, it's a remake. Okay, that was an easy one. The Parent Trap.
Oh, but The Parent Trap was with like Lindsay Lohan back when she was like some 13 years old. So how old does the original have to be for it to be a remake?
I don't know. You have to answer the question first to find out.
I don't think it's a remake.
You are wrong. It is
Damn
a remake.
It.
It's a remake of a 1961 film. I very recently learned about this myself. It stars Hayley Mills as Susan Evers, Brian Keith as Mitch Evers, I assume they're the parents. And then you've got Joanna Barnes, who's Vicky Robinson. Okay, I don't know who any of these characters are.
But,
Vicky. Yeah, Vicky's the... no, of course we know who Vicky is. You know Vicky. You know Vicky. I think this is a movie that we should put on our list of movies to watch together.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. I think it would lighten the mood up given the temperature of that list currently.
Yeah, we should just go back and watch all the originals after this episode since we've been bashing the remakes. But I think Lindsay Lohan did a pretty great job as well. So Okay, Mad Max.
Yeah, there have been remakes of Mad Max for sure.
Mad Max, yes. The original is a 1979 film starring Mel Gibson. And that was a great film as well, as was the new one. So, again, a remake that wasn't the worst. I really like.
Wasn't the worst. I mean, Tom Hardy is great. So
it was actually the best. Okay. Poor Things.
Get lost. You just spoke about it. How can you gaslight me like this? Okay, I don't think it's a remake.
You were paying attention. That was a little test of our friendship.
To you talk on our podcast where we have conversations with each other? Yes, I mean, the bare minimum.
You've Got Mail.
Ooh, please tell me this is not a remake because I love that movie. It's not a remake.
Well, I would say 50-50. It's not a complete remake, but it was inspired by another film in a 1937 Hungarian play, actually, and the 1947 film The Shop Around the Corner. So it's kind of a rip-off, like a mild rip-off. Does that still upset you?
Nah, not really. That's fine. It was just such a good movie. I feel like Tom Hanks was like the rom-com king at some point, I swear.
Okay, the final one, Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I mean, of course. It was a remake, and I think they're still trying to remake it.
Is this common knowledge? Because apparently there was a 1961, and when I saw that there was an original besides the George Clooney one, my mind was blown. But I guess everyone just knows. Because you just said, of course, it's a remake.
Yeah, it's a wildly popular franchise, and I think they've just... I mean, they're still trying... They did the whole, like, all-women version and all of this kind of stuff. I mean, they're just going to constantly milk that franchise. But I will say this, I think George Clooney did an incredible job that he's, like, the face of Oceans now that no one can even think of. Oh, of course there was a remake. Like,
okay, but do you realize that the lesson from this game is that all the movies, except for the fun one I threw in there, were remakes. Were all remakes. Yeah. I think to conclude here, we must answer the question, the age-old question, of should movies continue to be remade or should there be like a ban against it maybe?
I think that's a bit hardcore. What would your answer be?
No, I think it's fine. Live and let live, you know.
Yeah, honestly, don't watch it. But what I will say is, you know, for these remakes, at least don't spend your money on tickets. For this, use OTT, watch it,
yeah.
Get rid of it. But I think the lesson learned at the end of all of this is that Neerja, old is gold. And sometimes, you know, gold must be kept away in a locker and just let that age. And it ages well.
Yeah.
It's rewarding. Don't try to replicate it because then it loses its value.
The lesson for filmmakers here is don't be a gold digger.
Find your own gold, why don't you?
This has been a Conversations with Friends on the Podcaster, powered by Timber Media.